All right, welcome back to it. It's 18 after. Coming to you from Greenville, North Carolina. It's all right. I got chaos in the studio. Ivy just, you know, hollering out orders at me. She does that. It's, of course, when we're on the road. It's, I hear a lot of that. There it is, Alex. I knew you'd be with me anyhow. So we're live in Greenville, North Carolina from the Steve Gruber Show Greenville Studios. It's the mobile unit. It's the Rolling Stones mobile. Well, not exactly. It's not Geneva, Switzerland. Of course, that last time they had a mobile unit there, they had a lot of cleanup to do. All right, let me give you the A-list of racists as they have been singled out recently. The A-list of racists singled out by, well, by the squad and so many others. It's Joe Biden's a racist. Kamala Harris called him out because of his, you know, discussions with segregationists back in the 70s or 80s, whenever that was. Nancy Pelosi is a racist because she questions anybody of color. Donald Trump's a racist, of course. So is Mitt Romney. So is John McCain. So is Hillary Clinton. Everybody's a racist. Anybody that doesn't agree with their ideas is a racist. And here's the problem with that. The race card is being dropped so frequently, so fast, on so many people, it's meaningless. It's gotten to the point that it's absolutely meaningless. Because if you don't agree with these, you know, Maureen Dowd, raging liberal, columnist for The Post, Washington Post, and New York Times and other places over time, raging leftist, raging liberal, called out these four freshman member of Congress in a column Sunday saying, listen, everybody that doesn't agree with your ideas isn't a racist. But that's the card that gets played because that's all they have. And so others are speaking up. Others are speaking up against these women, including a lot of moderates like Henry Cuellar. He's a Democrat from Texas. He has been singled out with others for attack from Cortez Tlaib, Presley, and Omar. They say they're going to primary him. And he says, listen, these are not Democrats. These are socialists. These are socialists. Just amazing that they're targeting him. They're going after Jim Acosta. They're going after Juan Vargas. They're going after Lacey Clay. They're going after all of these other folks, all Democrats in good standing. And Cuellar goes, quote, but again, their vision is not the vision of most Americans. What I call these justice Democrats is what they really are, which is socialist, and they are not Democrats at all. So let me tell you something. I told you this yesterday, and I will tell you this again going forward. Donald Trump has put Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic leadership in the position of going to the floor to vote against him to defend these four radical women. And it won't take very long. It'll be a matter of days, maybe a couple of weeks, before you hear the next anti-Semitic trope from Ilhan Omar, before you hear AOC target another Democrat as being a racist, before you hear Rashida Tlaib bash Israel. All of these things will happen within a few days, a few weeks at the most, and Nancy Pelosi is going to be in the position of being framed up for political commercials, defending these people, and then all of the things will... Think about this. They've only been in office since January. There's another 15 months to go, 16 months to go before the election of 2020. Take every bit of money you've got, go straight to the bank, and bet on the fact that these fools will embarrass the Democrat Party beyond repair. The Democrat Party, in my estimation, is at a crossroads, because what you have is a group of 12 or 15%, maybe as high as 20%, of the Democrat Party that's about to leave. And trust me, I talk to what I'll call traditional Democrats on a regular basis. John Kennedy-type Democrats, Walter Mondale-type Democrats, Ted Kennedy-type Democrats. And they are appalled. They are appalled by the behavior of these four. They are appalled by the way these things are being spread about. They are appalled at the attacks and the comments and the things being said. They do not support AOC. They do not support Ilhan Omar. And I can tell you, because of that, Donald Trump may only get about 45% support and approval. But the approval numbers for Ocasio-Cortez, last check with Axios, 22%. And Ilhan Omar, 9%. 9%! I mean, Ilhan Omar is so far upside down, there's no coming back. Oh, and by the way, new story again from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Ilhan Omar almost certainly married her brother, took him as a husband to defraud the United States of America Immigration Services, living with another man the entire time, but married her brother to get standing so that she'd become a citizen. She defrauded the United States. She committed a crime to be here. That's going to come out because her hometown newspaper that originally endorsed her, the far-left Minneapolis Star Tribune, is digging deeper and finding the dirt. And Ilhan Omar may lose her seat in Congress, not because she's a woman of color, not because of race, but because she lied and cheated and broke the law, potentially. 25 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. The 17th of July. Where is Bob Mueller? Today's the big day. Oh, yeah, he pulled a no-show. We'll be right back.